Palestinians mourn the death of their leader Yasser Arafat, prepare for his burial in the West Bank city of Ramallah, and move ahead with political transition. At the same time, Israel has stepped up security and sealed off the West Bank and Gaza Strip to avert unrest. Palestinian radio and television carried readings from the Muslim holy book, the Quran. At Mr. Arafat's compound in the Ramallah, security guards were seen wiping away tears, flags were lowered to half-staff, and workmen were preparing the Mukatta compound for Mr. Arafat's burial there. In the Ramallah, Palestinian journalist Napan Qreishi described the scene earlier Thursday.
The people in the street are sad and looking to the gates of the Mukatta. The people are coming. They are chatting with tears and with sadness. They are not believing that their leader is gone.
In Gaza, Palestinians took to the streets early Thursday to demonstrate their grief. Many carried Palestinian flags and pictures of their longtime leader. Others waved black and white checkered headscarves, long an Arafat trademark. Others fired guns into the air. Even though the news of Mr. Arafat's death came as no great surprise, he had been seriously ill for 2 weeks and in a coma for a full week, a sense of grief prevailed. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat.
He gathered the Palestinian people, he united them, and he kept the national identity alive. He is the one who began the peace process.
For Palestinians, Yasser Arafat remains a hero, the father of a nation they hope to build. For many Israelis, however, he was a supporter of terrorism. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Mr. Arafat's death could bring about an historic turning point for the Middle East. Mr. Sharon says Israel is a country that seeks peace and will continue efforts to reach an agreement with the Palestinians. He says the new Palestinian leadership must work towards stopping terrorism. Israeli opposition Labour Party leader Shimon Peres knew Yasser Arafat throughout many years. The two men shared the Nobel Peace Prize with then-Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin for concluding the Oslo peace agreement in 1993. Mr. Peres told Israel Radio, Mr. Arafat's death marks the end of an era. Mr. Peres says Mr. Arafat's biggest achievements were when he turned to peace, and his worst mistakes were made when he turned to terror. In the meantime, Israelis are preparing for possible unrest, stepping up security and enforcing a closure of Palestinian areas. Palestinian leaders have called for calm, unity, and an orderly transition of power. That transition is underway, with former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas taking over the most powerful job as leader of the PLO, the organization Yasser Arafat headed until his death. Parliament Speaker Rawi Fatouh was quickly sworn in as interim president, and Palestinian hardliner Farouk Kaddoumi was named as head of Mr. Arafat's Fatah organization. The almost daily violence that has characterized the past 4 years continues. Israeli forces shot and killed at least one Palestinian militant in the Gaza Strip, and some Palestinian militants have vowed to take revenge for Mr. Arafat's death by stepping up attacks against Israeli targets. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.